While Washington State is looking into electrically powered ferries, Alaska is not. But officials here are considering another alternative fuel. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaska's 9 working ferries all burn diesel. That's expensive, and it contributes to climate change, which melts sea ice and permafrost, which damages roads and communities. So it would make sense for the state ferry system to look for alternatives, such as electricity.
You know, actually, it's not a new question. This question has come up in years past with the Marine Highway.
Captain John Falvey is general manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System. He says research showed it would be much harder to make electrical engines work in his fleet.
Because we run longer on average routes than Washington State Ferries does, with their entire fleet being a day fleet where they will stop once a day to be able to recharge those batteries. Makes it a little tougher, for the Marine Highway.
Falvey says the most likely candidate to be converted would be the ferry Lituya. The small ship sails a short route connecting Ketchikan and Metlakatla in southern southeast. He says electric engines might also work in Prince William Sound and Northern Lynn Canal. Both have some short routes. But the cost would be high at a time when the ferry system barely has enough money to keep its fleet sailing. He says other challenges include the time needed to recharge batteries and the availability of cheap electricity at some ports. Alaska's ferry system is planning for a different alternative fuel. Falvey says it's liquefied natural gas.
Right now, LNG is cheaper than diesel fuel and it burns a lot cleaner. So we are seriously looking at that.
The Marine Highway is installing engines on 2 Alaska-class ferries that will burn either diesel or natural gas. The small ships will link Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. Falvey says it's also installing dual-fuel engines on the larger ferry Matanuska. The same will happen when a replacement for the large ferry Tustamina is built.
Some of the issues with LNG is in the past it's been supply chain coming into Alaska, but it appears that, you know, as time goes by, that may become less and less of a problem.
He also says onboard storage could be tricky. Safety rules are very strict and have limited LNG use on passenger vessels. But he says those rules are evolving, and cruise ships that run on natural gas are being built and put into service. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.